Time now for sports on the Tornado.
The Twins were in action yesterday. They started their final series of the season. I know baseball season is nearly over, but they lost to the Chicago White Sox by a score of 3-2. They started out well as well. Gio Urshela getting a home run right away in that first inning.
A swing and a fly ball to right field. Sheets going back. Still going near the wall. Sheets looks up, and that ball's gone. A home run. So Urshela goes the opposite way. A two-out, two-run homer. And the Twins, some two-out extra base hitting, have a 2-0 lead.
Josh Harrison, though, would tie the game up with a two-run home run to center field in the bottom of the second. Then Carlos Perez would score the go-ahead run on a single that scored A.J. Pollock in the seventh inning. They'd get the win 3-2. Johnny Cueto gets the win, going seven innings pitch, six hits, two runs, and four strikeouts. Griffin Jacks getting the loss, going one inning pitched, two hits, one run, and no strikeouts. Liam Hendricks also gets the save, allowing one hit and getting three strikeouts. They're back in action again tonight. They're starting their game at 7:10 again. Josh Winder for the Twins, Lucas Giolito for the White Sox. Tornadoes volleyball is in action tonight. They're taking on Griggs Midcota, the Titans, up in Cooperstown. I'll be on the call on that one. Game starts at 7 o'clock. Pre-game will start at 6:45. If JV runs a little long, just stay tuned. I will let you guys know when the pre-game will actually start. This is a big district game for the Tornadoes as we enter into the final few games in the season. The Minnesota Wild are in action tonight. They're taking on the St. Louis Blues in St. Louis. The game starts at around 7 o'clock. Marc-Andre Fleury getting the nod for the Wild, expectedly. Josh Binnington for the Blues as preseason hockey continues. We're getting near the end of that, though. Only three more games left for the Wild, including this game tonight. They play the Blues, Blackhawks, and Stars. The season starts next Thursday, the 13th, against the Rangers at home. For more sports news anytime, make sure you head on over to NewsDakota.com.